Today is Monday, May 18th. We'll break down what experts are saying about staying home versus going outside and some simple ways to limit your risk when you leave the house. We also have a COVID-19 update from around the world, and we'll tell you about the new controversy back in the U.S. that has nothing to do with the virus. Plus, we're talking Tropical Storm Arthur, an at-home testing kit, and the new ride-sharing rules taking effect today. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. With the warmer weather, many places are reporting busier streets, beaches, and parks, and this might be just a preview of what's to come with Memorial Day weekend around the corner. So here's the big question. Is it really okay to go outside even with other people around? Well, it's not the easiest question to answer. The LA Times spoke with several health officials from around the U.S. to analyze the risks. They made a simple comparison. Just like how abstinence is the best way to prevent a pregnancy, staying home is the best way to prevent spreading COVID-19. But some people argue it does not always have to be an all-or-nothing approach. So some experts say if you want to venture out, there are a few general recommendations. Outdoors tends to be safer than indoors. Small groups are better than large groups. And a shorter period of time around people is better than a longer one. And of course, experts recommend wearing a mask or face covering and staying 6 feet away from other people as much as possible. Also, it does depend on where you live. COVID-19 is much more prevalent in some communities than others. But the good news is Axios found most states are making progress against the new coronavirus. It looked at two key criteria in the federal government's reopening guidelines. One, which states are testing more people, and two, which ones are reporting fewer infections. Overall, Axios says 32 states are moving in the right direction on both fronts. Most improved states include Iowa, Missouri, Massachusetts, and New York. On the opposite end, Arkansas seems to be getting significantly worse, both on testing and the number of cases. Alabama, Mississippi, and South Carolina are also doing poorly. It is important to note, no state has defeated this new coronavirus, and just because a state is doing well now does not make it immune to a second wave of cases. Bottom line, experts hope people will stay smart and follow social distancing guidelines as much as possible, even as the country continues to gradually reopen. Europe is starting to see some progress after months of coronavirus-related lockdowns. First off, today, Italy is allowing most businesses to reopen, including bars and hair salons. Spain is also set to relax restrictions outside Madrid and Barcelona. Bars and restaurants can reopen today with outdoor seating only, and groups of 10 people or less can finally get together. And in Belgium, public schools are reopening today. Over in Asia, Thailand allowed malls to reopen over the weekend for the first time in 2 months, and it was interesting how they did it. Thermal scanners are set up to check for fevers. Each person must pass through a disinfectant mist at every entrance, and shoppers have to use their smartphones to register electronically when entering and leaving a mall. Now, if someone does end up getting COVID-19 later, it'll be easier to notify everyone who was in the mall at the same time as that sick person. Even though contact tracing apps have generally been met with some privacy concerns and controversy, the Thai government claims it will only use information for public health purposes. So while we see some improvement in some places, other parts of the world are still shut down and struggling. India extended its nationwide lockdown until the end of this month, though it has been relaxed some. And Russia now ranks second in the world after the U.S. for the highest number of confirmed COVID-19 cases, becoming one of the new hotspots. The U.S. State Department Inspector General, the person who looks out for any misconduct at the department, just lost his job Friday night. And now top Democrats and some Republicans want to figure out why. Reuters reports the White House fired Inspector General Steve Linnick at the request of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And that raises some questions, since the Inspector General had reportedly been looking into whether Secretary Pompeo misused the staff. Congressional officials told NBC News Secretary Pompeo had been accused of making staffers run personal errands for him, like walking his dog or picking up his dry cleaning. So the House Foreign Affairs Committee launched its own investigation over the weekend to make sure Pompeo did not recommend the firing in retaliation or to try and shield himself from the Inspector General's findings. By the way, this is the third government watchdog who's been fired in the last couple of months. The Atlantic hurricane season is still 2 weeks away, but there's already a tropical storm churning off the coast. Tropical Storm Arthur formed Saturday, and the Weather Channel says it's approaching the North Carolina coast. Arthur could cause gusty winds, several inches of rain, and some dangerous rip currents all in the next 24 hours. The official start of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season is June 1st, and although Arthur is early, a named storm in May is not totally out of the ordinary. In fact, USA Today reports this is the sixth consecutive year that's happened. We have more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Netgear. We've talked about it before here on the show. Some home Wi-Fi can struggle to keep up with all the streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and homeschooling happening right now, especially when it's all at once. Sound familiar? If so, it sounds like it's time for a Wi-Fi upgrade. Bring your Wi-Fi up to speed with Orbi Wi-Fi 6 from Netgear. Wi-Fi 6 is a whole new kind of Wi-Fi. It's the latest tech that gives you the fastest speeds possible, even as you connect more and more devices throughout your home. That means you'll be able to stream without buffering, eliminate lag while gaming, and connect more devices to your Wi-Fi than ever before. It's like upgrading your Wi-Fi to first class. If you are ready for the best Wi-Fi ever, you can get it today from Netgear and never worry about Wi-Fi again. Check out Orbi Wi-Fi 6 at netgear.com/bestwifi. That's Netgear, N-E-T-G-E-A-R, netgear.com/bestwifi. Now, back to the news. The FDA gave emergency approval to another at-home COVID-19 testing kit, this one from Everlywell. It lets people swab their noses at home. It's being cheered for two reasons. First, it expands the testing capabilities, but also it allows people to stay at home if they're sick, which will hopefully slow the spread of this virus. By the way, TechCrunch reports it's also the only kit that will work with a number of different lab facilities for it to be analyzed. Not everyone will be able to get these tests, though. The New York Times says people who want one will have to take an online survey to make sure they meet the federal guidelines for the test. Still, Everlywell says it should take only 3 to 5 days from the moment someone clicks order to the moment they get their test results back. The new test should be available by the end of this month for $135. General Motors, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler are all expected to reopen some of their U.S. factories today. And that means thousands of people are headed back to work, but they'll need to take some extra precautions. Employees are being asked to take their temperatures before coming in, and they're required to wear masks, gloves, and eye protection on the job. If anyone does end up with COVID-19 symptoms, all three automakers plan to test them to hopefully catch and isolate cases early. It won't be an easy process, though. The Wall Street Journal reports many of the companies will have fewer shifts to start, and some workers might not be able to show up as they figure out what to do about childcare. GM expects it to take about 4 weeks to get back to full production if everything goes as planned. By the way, Honda, Toyota, and Tesla did start reopening some of their plants last week. Starting today, Uber is requiring drivers and riders to wear face coverings. Drivers now have to take a selfie in the app, which can detect whether they're actually wearing a mask or not. Riders, on the other hand, have it a little easier. They just have to confirm they're wearing one by pressing a button before hailing a car. But both drivers and passengers are encouraged to report anyone who either doesn't wear a mask or takes their mask off during the trip. There are a few other new rules as well. Passengers are also asked to sit in the back seat and keep the windows open when possible. The company also provided $50 million for drivers to buy supplies like face coverings, hand sanitizer, and disinfectant. Facebook is expected to acquire yet another popular online platform. This time, it's Giphy. You know where you can search for a lot of the animated GIFs or GIFs, however you like to pronounce it. In fact, Giphy is already the company that provides the built-in sticker functions on Facebook's Instagram. But now expect to see more of Giphy, along with some upgrades, across all of Facebook's apps. The deal is reportedly worth $400 million. TechCrunch reports Giphy will keep its own branding, although Facebook does plan to invest in more tech for the platform. It's an incredible find. Scientists say they've discovered fossilized human footprints that could be up to 19,000 years old. CNN reports the 408 prints from about 17 different people were found in northern Tanzania in Africa. They were apparently preserved for so long because they were made in volcanic mud flow, and it hardened almost like concrete. Then over the years, they were buried in other layers of dirt and rock, which helped shield them from the elements. Scientists say the discovery is a pretty big deal because it gives us clues into what ancient life was like. They're hoping the prints can help them figure out where people migrated, how fast they moved, and how many people they traveled with. And that's it for your main 10 minutes of news today. But now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. Today, we're talking about credit card debt and how you can manage yours during the coronavirus pandemic. The Wall Street Journal reports millions of Americans have been skipping credit card payments because they're out of work. But the good news is some major credit card issuers are willing to be flexible. For example, Capital One and Discover are letting some people put payments on hold. But even if you have a Capital One or Discover card, you have to get the okay first. They're not just waiving all late fees automatically. If you are one of the people who can pay down all your debt, that's great. But experts say to remember, it's also important to have money in a savings account right now as well. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com/show notes or check the episode notes in your podcast app. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.